Well, there was some excitement in the grain markets this week. So, Kim, what's going on?
Well, we had a 17-cent increase in corn prices. Some people were saying that that brought wheat prices, but we got a 21-cent increase in the wheat. You know, at the latter part of the week, it backed off a little bit. Hopefully, what we have here is not a dead cat bounce.
So, what's some information you were able to glean from the WASD?
Well, if you look at the WASD that came out last Friday, I think the market evaluated that. You know, slightly higher wheat production and ending stocks. You look at record world wheat production, record world wheat ending stocks. You got corn, the production relatively high, the ending stocks high. You look at wheat for the 19-20 marketing year, they're projecting $4.70 for an average price for the year, compared to 520 this year, 471 in 17. Remember in 17, even though the U.S. price was 471, Oklahoma price averaged down near $4. And that was because of quality. And I think that points out the importance of quality. Corn was projected to be $3.30 below the 350 this year and about equal to the 331 in 17.
So what about all those countries hanging out in the Black Sea region?
Well, if you look at the Black Sea region, you know, the projections there are, you know, well, the USDA has Russian production at about 2.8 billion bushels. Russia's got their production at 2.9 to 3.0 billion. Ukraine, higher production. Their stocks are relatively tight right now, but it looks like they're going to have good crops and they're going to continue to control that export market.
So what's the overall message that you would say to producers?
I think producers should expect low prices this next year unless we lose a crop in the Black Sea region.
All right, thanks, Kim. And now back to Lahoma with our ag policy specialist, Amy Hagerman, with some information about insurance policies.